A day after President Bush called for tighter international regulations to prevent the spread of weapons of mass destruction, officials of the International Atomic Energy Agency are calling for the same thing and say they need new powers to enforce any new rules. In an article published in the New York Times Thursday, the head of the IAEA, Mohammed El-Baradei, echoed President Bush's call for tighter regulations. Mr. El-Baradei wrote that the world could be headed toward destruction if it does not stop the spread of nuclear technology. He wrote that such technology has become too easily available through an illegal international network of suppliers. Here in Vienna, a senior IAEA official said Thursday that countries that sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty should be required to also sign what is called an additional protocol, giving the agency greater rights to inspect potential nuclear facilities. Iran recently signed such a protocol under international pressure, and IAEA inspectors reported Thursday that during an inspection, they found plans for a centrifuge that could be used to enrich nuclear material. Senior IAEA official Jacques Bot said it's becoming easier for countries to obtain nuclear weapons technology secretly. Mr. Bot says that was particularly clear during his recent inspection trip to Libya.
That was a shock for all of us. The fact that all the approach of non-proliferation has been, and the associated verification, has been based on the fact that a country would have to put in place a certain infrastructure to conduct research and development to go in the direction of undeclared or prohibited goal. The discovery in Libya was that if in today's world, if you have a checkbook and you're ready to pay several millions, you could be able to find almost turnkey facilities and information on how to make and what would a nuclear weapon be.
Mr. Bot, an expert on weapons technology, says the IAEA urgently needs greater access to nuclear facilities around the world and more resources if it's to effectively fight this new kind of proliferation.
Reinforcing the agency rights would be definitely by having, for instance, an additional protocol in force everywhere in the world and maybe some reflection for better access. The second line is definitely on the issue of export control. The agency had little access to whatever has been export-import information, except on very specific cases.
Mr. Bot says with the right powers and enough resources, the IAEA could make a contribution to closing what has become known as the nuclear supermarket.
We have an asset which is very specific of us, which is the access to the end user. And that's why, you know, I started by telling you the key issue as far as the authority we have in countries. In other words, the access rights to find the final use of pieces of equipment that could, particularly if it is dual use, equipment that can be diverted to prohibited activities.
Mr. Bot says the challenge is to find out which countries, besides Libya, have already bought weapons designs and nuclear components illegally. In order to fight the illegal trade, the IAEA director, Mr. El-Baradei, wrote in his New York Times article that the production of fissile material for weapons should be halted, there should be tighter controls on uranium enrichment technology, and that countries should close loopholes that allow dangerous goods to slip through export controls undetected. Melanie Sully for VOA News. Vienna.